The Nowhere Emporium by Ross Mackenzie.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dedication for Eileen, Selina and Molly, my sunshine girls who light up each day, and for Lucy Nicholson. Prologue. The Shop from Nowhere. The Shop from Nowhere arrived with the dawn on a crisp November morning. Word travelled quickly around the village, and by midday the place was abuzz with rumour and hearsay.
There were 4 shops in the row yesterday. Today there are 5.
Did you hear? It sits between the butchers and the ironmongers.
The brickwork is black as midnight, and it sparkles strangely in the light.
By evening time, a curious crowd had begun to gather around the mysterious building. They jostled for position and traded strange and wonderful theories about where the shop had come from and what it might sell, all the while hoping to catch a glimpse of movement through the darkened windows. The shop was indeed built from bricks the colour of midnight, bricks that shimmered and sparkled under the glow of the gas street lamps. Blocking the doorway was a golden gate so fine and intricate that some wondrous spider might have spun it. Over the windows, curling letters spelled out a name. The Nowhere Emporium. There was a glimmer of movement in the entranceway, and a ripple of excitement passed through the crowd. And then silence fell. A silence so deep and heavy that it seemed to hang in the atmosphere like mist.